This audio file is a companion to the block diagram entitled KX-TDE100/200 System Block Diagram. This audio file will provide a walkthrough of that block diagram. Let's start on the left side of the diagram. And the large box there is the KX-TDE 100 or 200. At the top of that box, you'll see a module labeled CPU, and that's the central processor unit. And there's an Ethernet connection that comes from that module and goes over and connects to the corporate Ethernet switch. All IP-connected extensions, also called stations, and trunks go through that one Ethernet connection on the CPU card. Moving down the TDE 100-200 is a digital station card. This card connects to Panasonic digital telephones, and there are 16 connections. Panasonic has a scheme that they've used for many years on this system and on previous systems where you can piggyback one phone off of another phone. So one Panasonic proprietary digital phone can plug into the back of another phone. And these two phones operate completely independently. They share a common digital connection back to the TDE 100, but they operate separately. So using that piggyback technique, a single digital station card can actually provision 32 separate phones. Notice that there is a connection out of the digital station card that goes down the diagram. This is how connection is made to Panasonic's companion voicemail systems, which are shown at the bottom of the chart, and we'll talk more about those a little later. The digital station card will also connect to Panasonic's proprietary cordless phones. There is an interface unit, that is an additional piece of electronics that has to be purchased to accommodate these digital phones. But these digital phones operate the companion electronic unit acts as a micro cell station. So these electronics can be provisioned, installed around the facility, around the campus, and people can roam with the Panasonic proprietary cordless phones and make connections through these. Let's continue moving down the TDE 100-200, and the next module is the analog station card, also sometimes called the single line telephone card. And this card will provision up to 16 analog phones. Those phones are sometimes referred to as POTS phones, plain old telephone set, and those are shown over at the right of the diagram. This analog connection can also be used to connect to a trunk of another PBX. This analog station card, like the digital station card we referred to a little while ago, will accommodate caller ID. This means you can buy an inexpensive phone, analog phone, plug it into this card, and if that phone has the traditional 90 volt message waiting lamp on it, then when there is a message waiting for that extension, the lamp will be lit by this analog station card. in addition to analog desk phones or wall phones, you can plug in inexpensive analog cordless phones, faxes, modems, and other devices that want a POTS connection. Moving on to the hybrid station card module. Hybrid means it will accommodate both analog and digital stations. So whatever the digital stations were we referred to earlier that could be connected to the digital station card up on the top of the diagram, those same digital devices can be connected to the hybrid station card. In addition, almost any of the analog devices that could have been connected to the analog station card we discussed a few moments ago can be connected to the hybrid station card, to the analog circuit on the hybrid station card. The difference here in the analog capability is that caller ID is not provided on the analog ports of the hybrid station card. The big selling feature of the hybrid station card is that it allows you to pair together a digital station and a hybrid station. This means you could have a Panasonic proprietary digital phone connected to the hybrid station card, and you could have an inexpensive cordless phone connected to the analog port, again, of the hybrid station card, and they could share the same extension number. So when you get up from your desk, let's say your extension is 103, you grab the cordless phone and walk around the facility, any calls that come into the digital station 103 will also ring the cordless phone on the analog port 103, and you can take calls either way. And then you can walk back to your office talking on the cordless phone, and when you get in your office, pick up the handset on your digital phone and hang up the cordless and continue. It's a very, very useful feature, and Panasonic has had this feature in their PBXs for many years. Moving down the chart, we get into the area of trunks, and the first module there is a loop start analog trunk, sometimes called a POTS trunk, and it allows connections to your local telephone provider with loop start trunk service. In addition, this loop start trunk card could also be used to connect to another PBX where it would connect to a station port on another PBX. Continuing down, we have an ISDN primary telco trunk card. This provides up to 23 digital trunks to a local telco provider. And this is the best interface to connect to the local telco. It's the most sophisticated trunk connection in the public switch telephone network world, and it provides true end-to-end signaling. So if a call is made out from the KXTDE 100-200 through an ISDN primary card, such as this, signaling will come back to the system when the call is answered. No other type of PSTN service, public switch telephone network service, provides this. There's a very interesting feature that this end-to-end signaling allows, and that is you can have people with traditional cell phones from a traditional carrier where they are connected through the ISDN primary back to the system, and that can be the only phone that that person has. So a call can come in to the TDE 100. It can be answered either manually or with the auto attendant. And the call can be routed to a simple three-digit extension number, but that call goes out through the ISDN primary, out into the public network, to that cell phone, wherever it is, and rings the cell phone. And because of the end-to-end signaling of the ISDN primary card, the KXTDE 100 or 200 will know if the call has been answered. And if the call is not answered, it can pull the call back and send the caller into the voicemail, the Panasonic voicemail that's shown at the bottom of the chart. So this would allow you to provision many, many extensions on the PBX that actually don't connect through any of the station cards. Not shown on this diagram is the plain vanilla T1 trunk interface that is available from Panasonic, but the ISDN primary digital connect is so much more sophisticated that you would probably never want to use the plain vanilla T1. And that T1 provides 24 trunks, one trunk more than the ISDN primary, because the ISDN primary uses that extra trunk for back and forth digital signaling. Finally, at the bottom of the TDE 100-200 diagram is a special optional card that provides interfaces to door phones, digital inputs, and relay outputs. A door phone is a small box that you would put at an entrance door. There's usually a push button on it, which signals the PBX, calls somebody, and then they can punch a number on their phone and release a lock on the door. And there's a two-way speakerphone connection on a door phone, so you can talk to the person there. A digital input is where the Panasonic TDE 100-200 looks for a switch closure from some other device. It could be something as simple as a push button that a human being is pressing. It could be a switch that's activated when a door is opened, a motion detector, a temperature humidity alarm. It could be a water level alarm where you have sensors on the floor or in a basement area detecting the presence of water, and a variety of other devices. So when one of those switches is closed, it connects to the digital input on this card and would ring a telephone, and you would see that an alert has occurred. And the relay output is the flip side of that. It allows you, through a regular Panasonic telephone set, to actuate some relay output somewhere. It could open a lock on a door, roll up a garage door, or various things like that. There are two notes at the bottom of the chart. The TDE 100 has 6 slots, and the TDE 200 has 11 slots. And very roughly speaking, the TDE 100 will provision a total of 96 stations and trunks, the combination of those two. The TDE 200 will roughly handle 196 stations and trunks. And the reason I say approximately is that it depends upon how you provision the system. Some of the cards are much more dense than others, so if you use the lower density cards throughout the system, you will not achieve that number. Two examples of high density cards, if you go all the way to the top of the diagram, the digital station card, when used in the piggyback mode, provisions 32 phones, so that's a very high density connection. And then in terms of trunks, the ISDN primary card will provision 23 trunks in one slot. Let's move to the top and look at the CPU. The Ethernet connection goes over to the corporate Ethernet switch. And from that switch, we see a power over Ethernet box, which takes the Ethernet connections from the corporate switch, adds 48 volts DC to it. And this is not part of the Panasonic system. This is an additional hardware you need to buy. and then provides connections out to voice over IP phones in the local campus area. If you wanted to have voice over IP phones in the local area where the TDE 100-200 is installed, this is how you would connect them. It is our strong recommendation that local phone service to employees should be through the digital station cards. The cost trade-offs are just about even, and the quality of the connection through the digital station card and the Panasonic digital proprietary phones is better than the voice over IP. Panasonic does have its own voice over IP phones that can connect in the local environment or in a remote environment, and they're good phones, but they're always subject to the trials and travails of the traffic on the corporate Ethernet switch. And there is also shown on the corporate Ethernet switch the connections to personal computers. Let's move to the left of the corporate Ethernet switch, and we see a connection to the corporate firewall, which connects to the public Internet. And then on the top left, we show remote firewalls and connections to voice over IP phones. Let's say the corporate headquarters is in New York, and there is a remote office in Los Angeles. So on the left of the diagram, the remote firewall is in Los Angeles, connected to the public Internet. And the voice over IP phones to the left of that firewall are in the Los Angeles office. Then let's say there is also a Miami office. So that second remote firewall box is in Miami, connected to the public Internet, and the voice over IP phones there are in the Miami office. And below that, also connected to the public Internet, we show a remote carrier who is a SIP trunk provider. SIP means Session Initiation Protocol, and it's simply the protocol by which the trunk is connected. A remote carrier actually could be your local carrier, your local exchange carrier, LEC, or your competitive local exchange carrier, CLEC. Either of them can provide you SIP trunks so that a single connection can come into your corporation, an Ethernet connection, if you will, an IP connection. You can get not only your Internet connectivity, but you can also get trunks there. In addition, you can get SIP trunks from remote carriers. Again, if the corporation is in New York, you could have arrangements with a SIP provider in Chicago or Los Angeles or Portland, Oregon, and get connections via the public Internet to those SIP providers in those locations, and you would have a presence, a dial tone presence in those cities. People in those cities could dial a local number, connect to the carrier in that city, and the call would then be provisioned over the public Internet back to your New York corporate Ethernet switch. So this has been a simple discussion of the KXTDE 100-200, and we'll wrap it up by describing the two voicemail systems which are available and are shown in the lower left of the block diagram, the KXTVA 50 and KXTVA 200. The 50 will provide 60 mailboxes, 8 hours of total voice storage, and 6 ports, which means it will carry 6 conversations simultaneously. The TVA 50 is modular, so you could purchase it with just 2 hours and 2 ports, as an example. The TVA 200 is the big brother. The TVA 200 is hard disk based. The TVA 50 is all memory based. The TVA 200 has 1,000 mailboxes, 1,000 hours of storage, and depending on which card you buy for it, can provide up to 24 ports, which means recording 24 simultaneous conversations, or providing 24 ports of auto attendant or any combination thereof. Both the TVA 50 and the TVA 200 have a long list of features, including having menus within the mailboxes in addition to the standard menus. And both the TVA 50 and TVA 200 have a connection which is not shown for clarity purposes in this diagram back to the corporate Ethernet switch. And this allows the 50 or the 200 to take a voicemail message that has been left for someone and attach it as a WAV file to an email and send out an email with a voice message attached. So that concludes the description of the KXTDE 100, 200, and the companion voicemail systems. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.